The College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering is partnering with global engineering firm CHA of Coligny, formerly known as Clough Harbor & Associates, along with social services provider Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region. The result is nanotechnology-based economic growth for downtown Albany, including 150 new high-tech jobs and new life for Albany as a national hub for smart cities technologies. The partners plan to set the former downtown Albany centerpiece, Union Station, up as a nanotech incubator site. CNSE is leasing the property. Nano College officials say they are investing $15 million in the building, a portion of which will house top executives of CHA. CHA CEO Ray Rudolph expects the team will be moved in by year's end.
It's going to give us access to staffing, interns, recent grads that are going to help us turn their research into reality. How do we apply the things that they're conceiving and put them on the street to help goals be accomplished?
City officials submitted an application to support the Union Station project with the 8-County Capital Region Economic Development Council. Associate editor of the Albany Times-Union, Mike Spain, spoke about the station.
It's the beginning of the reuse of this great old railroad station that closed in the 60s and was rehabilitated in the 80s and then closed again a couple of years ago. So it's great for Albany, and it's going to bring a lot of people down to this beautiful spot in downtown Albany.
Partner Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region is a not-for-profit social service agency whose role will entail creating nano-related education and job training for students. CEO Harris Oberlander says Trinity is building a new $5 million academic campus in Albany's South End to help support the Nano College program.
We are paving the way for Albany and all of Tech Valley's residents to experience world-class K-12 student and adult STEM education and workforce development opportunities at the Capital South Campus Center.
Groundbreaking for the Capital South Campus Center is expected in the next few weeks. That project is funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The partnership between CNSE and Trinity Alliance is touted as, quote, leading to a coordinated academic curriculum, outreach activities, and workforce training and high-tech skills, providing a strong educational path for communities who are traditionally underrepresented. Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings.
These kids need a chance, and what we have to do is change the way we've been educating our children in our cities. That's why when you take a college like this and involve them with our young people, you give them hope.
The announcement follows one made last week by Intel Corporation, one of the companies involved in Albany's ambitious Global 450 Consortium. Intel plans to invest $4 billion in ASML, a chip maker that is embracing 450-millimeter technology. The same technology, G450C, is planning to invest $1 billion in over the next 5 years at CNSE. Intel spokesman Chuck Malloy.
The work that's being done in Albany is sort of the pilot work that will eventually, we hope, get deployed to factories around the world. Doubling the capacity of a given factory while lowering the cost of the individual components is the benefit that we'll share. And we'll get that out of New York, but this particular investment will enhance that effort.
On a related note, the city of Albany has already created a new high-tech job. Officials say the chief information technology officer will provide the city with a quantum leap in social networking and e-commerce. No one has yet been selected to fill that position. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.